We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, spring break style here, spring break special, of course. Before we get to PM Dorn and comedian actor Robert Klein, we have the Igniters. And guys, where are you from now?
We're based out of Providence.
Providence. And of course, you are Tony, of course.
I'm Tony.
I'm sorry. Tony in the back, I'm sorry. And what is your name?
You're Frank.
Frank Zambrano.
No. Frank Berg.
Oh, Frank.
Let me introduce him to you, Derek.
Oh, Frank Berg, I'm sorry.
This is Tony Zambrano, the guy that you first met.
Yes.
Your first connection. My name is Frank Berg, the lead singer of the Igniters.
Okay.
We got Ramon Sanchez, the trumpet player and keyboardist, and Kim Hadsell, one of the singers in the band.
Oh, great. So tell me about you being the only female singer. What pressures are there in the band, being the female in the band?
None, because there's another female in the band who's just not here today.
Really? That'll be Shoshana, though.
That is Shoshana,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. But tell me, you two being the only two female singers, are there more pressures on you two than there are than the guys?
No, there's no pressure whatsoever. It's all fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about being the eight of you, okay? Now how come all eight of you didn't come today?
Well, I'll tell you what, Derek, you know, getting eight people together in one room is difficult, to say the least. And we can't even get those people to rehearse, never mind get them for a radio show. So for the most part, we can only get all eight together at a show. Mm-hmm. So that's when we all kind of see each other and visit with each other ourselves.
And how do you all come together and write music? Or is there just one person that writes all the music, basically?
Well, you know, we do a lot of B-side obscure covers and recognizable songs. We're just getting into writing originals now. Me and Tony have an original that's going to be featured in a documentary coming up that's for called The Pocket Full of Soul. It's a harmonica documentary. We're going to be on that CD. And as far as the band writing originals, we're just starting to do that and mixing them in with our show now.
Mm-hmm. And we have Russian over here. You're going to ask a few questions.
Yeah, I'm actually curious how you guys came up with the Igniters. I know now it's just so many bands have the craziest names, and you guys actually picked like something normal. Like, sounds kind of cool.
Well, we've been together since 1989. And we originally were with the band Johnny Watson Jr. And over some mismanagement, we decided to go on our own. And we basically all put names in a hat at a rehearsal. And, you know, nobody liked anyone else's name. And, you know, after some hours of deliberation and some drinking, we slowly came up with the agreement to call ourselves the Igniters, and that's what, you know, that's where we are now.
That's nice.
And you have another question?
Yes, I have a question. Why did each of you individually start to become musicians in the first place?
Ramon, you want to start?
Yeah, I was very young, 4 years old. My father had a guitar in my hand. I was playing the boogie-woogie. You know, really didn't know what I was playing, but I had that down by fifth grade. You know, I had it down perfect, and eventually I learned how to play bar chords and, you know, the chords. And third grade, I started taking trumpet from one of my father's musician friends. Johnny Gagin was teaching the elementary school right over here in Broad Street.
Yes,
Broad Street School, yep.
A colleague.
So, and then Cranston came around fifth, sixth grade. I started taking organ lessons because the homeroom teacher was teaching everybody in the class how to play the organ. So I came home one day, I said, Mom, Dad, I want to play the organ now. And my poor parents, they're thinking, oh my God, you know, a trumpet, one thing, you know, not bad. Now we got to buy this kid an organ. How are we going to do this? But sure enough, that Christmas, the organ was there, and I started taking keyboard lessons.
So this was in a public school classroom?
Public school, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I didn't know that happened as much as possible.
Yeah, well, Broad Street I started in third grade, but when I first moved to Cranston, they wouldn't let me continue the trumpet until sixth. I found that strange.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the homeroom teacher happened to be teaching everybody the organ, so that void was filled right away, you know?
Was the homeroom teacher a music teacher, or just...
No, she was just
an ordinary,
just an accomplished
person.
Organ player.
Yes.
And you guys being an eight-piece show band, what genres of music do you look up to?
We like some really hard kicking some music, you know, like that big sound, like Room Full of Blues,
Chicago,
and Chicago,
Jay
right?
Giles.
The Joe Cocker Band.
Mm. And you put a lot of those influences in your music today.
Yes, right. Definitely.
Okay. Definitely. And of course, you like Bob Seger because the first song we're going to be playing is Traveling Man. Tell me about why you like this song.
You know, this song was brought to the band by Tony, the guitarist, and Mark, the drummer, who Mark really likes classic rock, and he wanted to bring a classic rock tune in. And I was really kind of not dead against it, but didn't really think my vocal range was going to hit this song. But anyway, we tried it, and it's one of our biggest hits today, and people just love it.
All right, and here is Traveling Man here by the Igniters here on Lose This Out with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Up with the sun, going with the wind. She always said I was lazy. Leaving my home, leaving my friends, running when things get too crazy. Out to the road, I meet the stars, feel the breeze, passing your car. Women have come, women have gone. Everyone trying to cage me, yeah. Some were so sweet, I barely got free. Others, they'd only enrage me. Sometimes at night, I see their faces. I feel the traces they left on my soul. Those are the memories. Wealthy soul, I tell you, those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Traveling man, love when I can. Turn loose my hand, 'cause I'm going. Traveling man, love when I can. But sooner. Traces they left on my soul. These are the memories that make me wealthy soul. Why tell you those are the memories that make me wealthy? Yeah. to live like a sinner at sea. Beautiful loser, where you gonna fall when you realize you just don't need it all? The oldest than your best friend, if you need him, he'll be there again. Always need to be second best, a perfect lodger, a perfect guest. Beautiful loser, read it on the wall and realize you just don't need it all. Yeah, you just don't need it.
Project Rhode Island presents Dining Out for Life. Dine out, fight AIDS, save the date, Thursday, April 24th, 2008. Again, Thursday, April 24th, 2008. Dining Out for Life has a simple concept. On Thursday, April 26th, participating restaurants agree to donate 25% of their proceeds to AIDS Project Rhode Island. In return, they encouraged our supporters to dine out at the participating restaurants. Go to find out at www.AIDSprojectRI.org. Again, www.AIDSprojectRI.org. Sponsored by www.rollerzone.com and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com with the band The Igniters, of course, my guest co-host for today, Russian Roulette.
Hello. And,
yes, hello. Yes, yeah, but Dunkin' Donuts coffee smells good over here.
Thanks.
And Robert, Robertson, yes, Mac Robertson. Okay, now see, I'm losing myself now. Now tell me about... do you have a, like, what's the most craziest thing that happens with when all of you come together in a one room?
Minus the alcohol before you drink.
Yeah.
That doesn't leave much.
Okay.
No, it does.
Tony, any feelings on that?
Well, you know.
You look like you love what you're doing.
You can tell we have a good time on stage. And that ekes kind of right out into the audience. There's always somebody on the dance floor, so it's just fun.
And you performed a lot of places in Rhode Island, of course, like such as Nostalgia and Water Street Cafe. You performed here, yeah?
Yes.
And, of course, Harborside. Tell me about the best places that you like performing and why.
Well, we like the larger stage venues, such as the casinos and the outdoor events, because, you know, with eight people, it gives us more room to relax, play, and really enjoy and dance, because we don't just kind of stand there and play our music. We're all over the place. We're running back and forth on the stage. We're having fun. So we need a lot of room. And some of these smaller clubs really get us squeezed in.
And what casinos have you played at?
We played at Foxwoods. We played in Atlantic City. We also, now that the Twin River Casino is popular, now we play there a lot. And we'll be there actually... Yeah.
The 11th.
April 11th, but this
Friday.
Is being aired
Friday
after
night.
That.
Yeah, April 15th.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And tell me about the fans' reaction when they hear you about your sound, you know.
The fans really work off the band, and when we're having fun, they have fun. And like I said, we have a really good time up there playing. We don't just stand around. I'm out in the audience, and a lot of the players are too. Ramon goes out with the trumpet and plays around out there. So the audience is really, it's a real party atmosphere when we play.
I think they like it too, because they're hearing songs that nobody plays anymore, but mm-hmm. they were the popular songs when they were out.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's up, everybody's dancing, and they enjoy it.
And have any of the bands that you sing cover songs of, have they ever heard of you singing them?
Well, you know, with the invention of MySpace, I don't know if you know the new...
Delvin McClinton's drummer, I heard.
Yeah, Delvin McClinton. We do quite a few Delvin McClintons, like four or five of them, and he's from Texas. He actually taught John Lennon how to play harmonica. But he responded to Tony and went on the site and heard some of the songs that his band does.
Wow. And
loved
did they respect it a lot? They respect it a lot.
Him, yeah.
And do you have another question, Russian?
I can't think of anything. You guys are covering.
Okay.
What is your ultimate goal?
To basically bring fun back on the stage, the live music, and just have a good time. No pressure kind of gig. You know, you can go out and dance with your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, and just have a blast with the Igniters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do you ever...
Oh, go ahead.
Do you ever play music that people just sit and listen to?
Tony, you want to talk about that?
I play fingerstyle jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I do solo gigs. I do weddings and coffee shops and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and I have a duo with Frank where we do some jazz, and so I kind of incorporate the bass guitar together so that it has a big sound instead of just a strumming rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and Frank plays the harmonica and sings. We do a Lou Rawls stuff like that.
How often do you go on the road as a band away from Rhode Island? And when you do, tell me about, is it better to do shows out of state or in state, and why?
Well, you know, we don't do much traveling. Every now and then we'll do, a gig in Connecticut or Southern Mass. But as far as going too far out of state, we're basically a local band with, we do about two gigs a month. We all got personal obligations and families and jobs and stuff. So as far as traveling goes, we leave that for the younger guys that want to travel around in a van.
Sure. And
been there, done that.
And tell me about, let's see, what's his name now? Park A Full of Soul, right?
Yeah, Pocket Full of Soul. That's an original tune that me and Tony submitted for a documentary being made on the harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tony was mentioning earlier, we have a duo that that me and Tony go out and play. And we come up with a song, and we went from 3,500 entries down to 100. We're still in the 100. Then we went down to 50. And we got a pretty good shot of being selected for the soundtrack of the documentary.
Really? And what's the song really about?
Well, the Pocket Full of Soul is harmonica, and it's about a guy who, no matter what happens in his life, he can always go back to that harmonica and have music make him feel good.
And tell me about the writing process of this one. How long did it take you to write this one?
Well, when I found out about this project, it was June 30th, and we had the 31st to submit it, so, you know, it wasn't a long process. Tony already had the music down. Tony has a lot of original instrumentals that he has already in his mind. So when I heard the music, I wrote some lyrics to it, and we got it together within about 40 minutes.
All right, and we'll take a listen to it. I want to thank you for coming. And by the way, where can they see you? What's your MySpace again?
Oh, our MySpace is The Igniters. So it's www.myspace.theigniters, one word.
And do you have any / The Igniters?
Yeah. And do you have any email that people can reach you?
No, you know, the MySpace thing's been working really well, and we respond to all our fans and the club owners, anyone who wants to book us by the MySpace.
Okay, awesome. All right, before we get to the Extreme Makeover thing that we recorded a few months ago with the Mayor of Warwick and Johnny Littleton, here is Pocket Full of Soul by the Igniters here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Walking down the streets of New Orleans, wish I had some dough. No one treats you right in this city. You're busted, flat, and broke. It doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, the Satan, sinner, or the Pope. The eyes will stare, the fingers pointing at the stranger. You know the same old joke. The only thing that redeems my salvation in a world with no hope, it's my good old friend, stay to the end, my pocket full of soul. If they want to, it's out of your control. Just put your faith back into the music with your pocket full of soul. Of heaven with my pocket full of soul, pocket full of soul, pocket full of soul.
Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents R&B singer Rola at Louise Tavern, 597 Douglas Avenue. Doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 9 p.m., $5 at the door, $3 with college ID, on the corner of Douglas Avenue and Admiral Street in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wednesday, April 16th, 2008, featuring Fliz of Hoodem, J Smooth, J Rhythm, Dante, The Voice, Martin, and P. Timmy D. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, sponsored by RollerZone.com and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.